2019 session for HPSDR on TeamSpeak. My name is Dave, KV0S. I've had some bronchitis this week, so that's why I wasn't here last week. And it's slowed me down a little bit. During the week, I haven't been doing a huge amount of programming, but I did notice that the SDR Academy had their live streaming last weekend of their talks. So I saw one or two talks, but they haven't gone about breaking them into individual videos by talk yet. So I would keep a eye open to the SDR Academy YouTube website for those talks coming out soon. So that's it for me. Next on the list, we have Greg ZL3IX, and he's shown his mic muted. Then we have Henry PA0HJA, shown as recording and away. Then we have Mike AA8K, shown as recording and mic muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to TeamSpeakArchive.OpenHPSDR.org. And thank you for filling in for me, Mike, on both TeamSpeak sessions. Next, we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, good afternoon, evening, all. Dave, sorry to hear you've been unwell, and certainly the voice not up to the usual standard, so I hope that recovers very soon. Apologies for missing last week. I had a event to attend with my young grandson, so I missed that. Not much to report, I'm afraid. Been doing a little bit more documentation for Protocol 2. Quite a lot of email correspondence to attend to this week, so I've been mainly working on that. But busy reading the latest information on the new Raspberry Pi, the Model 4, which looks very interesting. I'm sure with the new performance and features, that's going to find its way into a lot of our projects. Looking forward to testing one of those in the future. I am going to be away on holiday for the next three sessions, so I'll try and keep contact by email, but because of the locations I'll be going to, that's not going to be totally reliable. So if you don't get a reply to my emails for a few weeks, don't be too concerned. That's about the news from down under. Back to you, Dave.
Well, fine business, Phil, and thanks for the sympathy. Next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD, and he's shown as mic muted. He may be there or maybe not. And then we have Bob, VE3GKM, shown as recording and away. And that brings us to the end of the list and open for general discussion. Phil, I have been looking over materials to organize and make another attempt at rewriting the OpenHPSDR programmer and clean up some of the code so that it's easier to maintain. So I'm getting to that, but it's not, maybe over the summer I'll get it done.
Okay, fine. No problem, Dave. Yeah, I need to talk to Rick regarding the changes he's made in relation to adding the CRC to the packets for programming, and I haven't got around to that this week, I'm afraid. Unless you have, do you know what that protocol is, Dave? Have you got it documented?
Well, that's what he wrote code, and he just wrote it in line in the middle of something else. And so what I want to do is make a function out of it. And I was asking him, the Go language, which he's semi-familiar with, has like 25 different CRCs that are already built and tested and you can just use, including some CRC16s. Most of the ones are 32 or 64s, and then they even have some CRC128s. But I was asking if the one he used had a name, and he didn't really reply to that question. But I looked at it, and it's simply you take an unsigned 16-bit int of each bit, and you add those up, and that's his CRC.
Okay, well, that would be very easy to implement in the FPGA, so I guess it's probably why he went that route. Okay, that's very easy. So is the with the packet that's sent from the PC to the FPGA. Is that CRC appended to the end of the packet, is it?
Yes, I believe it's the last two bytes on the packet, if I remember right, but I'll check that carefully.
Okay, no problem. You're fully understood. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, by the way, Phil, Rick said that he's, in his work life, gotten several jobs that are keeping him busy right now, so he's slowed down on his work with the OpenHPSDR.
Okay, yeah, I understand that problem very well. Thanks, Dave. Have you looked at the new Raspberry Pi 4 at all, Dave?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've looked at the advertisements, but I haven't seen one in person yet. I'm told our local, well, semi-local, it's 100 miles away, but electronics store has them in stock. So, and then you have to decide how much memory you want to buy. So it goes up about $10 per gig of memory, except the last one is steps from 2 to 4.
Okay. Oh, thanks. I haven't checked locally. Still just catching up on the documentation and the reviews on the web.
Yeah, I've been catching up with the different things that I bought at Dayton and just making sure they all work and stuff. So that's been my kind of programming or my hardware projects so far. Well, Phil, if you're done, I think I'm done with any messages. So I'll say 73 and hope to talk to you in a few weeks.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Hope you recover quickly. And yeah, as I say, I'll be away for a while. I'll be back at the end of July. So 73s, take care and catch you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.